Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now, every Tuesday, we bring in an expert to answer your questions. And this week on Ask the Expert, I'm joined by Dermot Wells, Head of Health and General Insurance at Cornmarket Health Insurance Broker. So get your questions into us. If you don't, if we don't get to them today, we will certainly get to them next week because there's quite a lot on this topic. The text number 087 1400 106. Good afternoon to you, Dermot.
Good afternoon, Anna. Nice to be here.
Thank you for joining us. There's a ton of questions in. So will we get straight into it?
Well, if it's okay, I might just touch a little bit around what's going on in health insurance.
Yes, please do,
in the first place, because there's a lot of noise. And I suppose at this time of year, 1.1, 1.2 million people are going to renew their cover between now and the end of February.
Okay.
So there's lots of noise. As we know, look, prices are a challenge and have been going up significantly over the last number of years. So if you're sitting on the same plan, your premium has gone up the last 3 years somewhere between the region of 30 and 75%, depending on the plan that you're on. And the bad news is there's more rate increases to come. So I suppose for the listeners out there, it's probably important just to understand not just the price changes that are coming, but maybe be aware of some of the common mistakes that people make. And if you can avoid those, you'll be in a good place when it comes to your health insurance.
Yeah. Are we getting better at switching, Dermot, can I ask you? Because that is some significant price increase.
In a word, no.
Really?
And surprisingly so. Like, people are afraid. It's this loss aversion. They think they're going to lose something if they switch. And like, it's amazing because even looking at the last 3 years, like 89% of people have renewed with the same insurer, and 65 to 68% are renewing on the same plan, despite those significant increases. So
Wow. We're
paying hundreds, if not thousands, more than we need to. And I suppose, look, one last stat, without throwing all the stats at you today, like 50% of people are sitting on what we call a legacy plan. So that's a plan that's 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. Nothing wrong with them, great cover, but just very, very overpriced.
Okay, and parts of which may not be required anymore if you were to, you know, go through the granular detail of the plan.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's one of the key mistakes that people make is paying for things that they're not going to use.
Yeah.
And like a quick example of that, like if you have day-to-day cover on your policy, which allows you to claim back on GP visits, consultant visits, etc., like that accounts for about 17% of your premium. So if you're paying €1,400, that's €240. So you'd need to be seeing a GP 7 times in the year to break even. So it's one of those things, if you have medical conditions, if you're playing a lot of sports, it might be worth your while having it.
Right.
If you're not, it's one of those where you do the cost benefit analysis and you may save a significant amount of money.
Okay. And that's why brokers like you exist, I guess.
Absolutely.
Let's get to the questions. We are on the plan Simply Connect with Leia. We're a couple, 73 and 76. No major health concerns, only thyroid so far. Is there a cheaper alternative as it has gone up to nearly €500 per person?
Yeah, and you know, I suppose this is a plan that comes up time and time again because it's one of those plans that's been subject to the higher end of the rate increases over the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'd say for those individuals, like, it's a really, really good plan, and it's actually keenly priced for the benefits that are on it. Like, there's no shortfall for orthopaedic procedures, which is very important to people as they get that bit older.
Okay.
So I would say to those individuals and anyone else sitting on the Simply Connect plan, there's probably two alternatives within Leia if you wanted to look at that. So one, if you were up for it, you could pay slightly more. So for an extra €150, you could move to Prosper Advanced. Again, no shortfall in orthopaedic cover, but it'll get you 75% back on day-to-day benefits as opposed to 50% that you're currently getting. Or if you wanted to save money and you were willing to take on a bit of risk, and this is the piece where you have to assess your own health and your circumstances, you could move to Prosper Care, which is 1,735. So there's about a €500 saving per adult life, but you are taking on a co-payment of 20%.
Okay, so that's something to consider.
That's something to consider, absolutely.
Okay. Someone else says, can you please recommend a basic health plan for a 25-year-old female? Where would you go with that?
Okay, well, I suppose for a 25-year-old, couple of things to bear in mind. You know, in general, they're in the prime of their health.
Yep.
They feel that bit in the
great age.
Yeah, absolutely. it's long time past for me now at this stage. But what I would suggest for someone like that is Plan B 300 with Level Health. So they're the new provider that's come on board. You know, they're here almost a year now at this stage. They're backed by Aviva. They're some really exciting offers there. So that plan is about €1,050 with a discount. And that'll cover that individual for all public and all private hospitals. It'll give you access to minor injury unit clinics, consultants, free travel insurance. So it's a very good plan for somebody of that age.
And I wonder, do Irish people in particular, or maybe it's just me, hear a new brand and go, oh, can we trust them?
Yeah, so it's resonating more and more. The one thing I like about Level Health, like they've this simple philosophy. So they've only got four plans. Now, there's kind of 11 variations, but they try and keep things simple. They stand out in terms of their brand is red, whereas everybody else is kind of bluey purple.
Yeah.
But they're very much focused on delivering simple benefits, digital benefits, and great benefits at a good price. So I think the fact they're backed by Aviva and the management team in Level Health have a long history in Ireland. They were part of Aviva's Health, they were part of Glow Health, they were part of Aviva Health at one stage. So you can rest assured that you're in good hands there.
Okay. Let me go to Jack, 40 years of age from Cork, says he hasn't made a claim in years, but his health insurance keeps getting more expensive. Why are health insurance premiums rising, even for customers who haven't made any claims?
Yeah.
It is frustrating, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And like, unfortunately for Jack, whether you make a claim or whether you don't make a claim, your premium's going to go up by the same amount. And what's driving that is the cost of claims. So there's more claims happening and the cost of those claims are increasing. So there's more procedures happening in private hospitals. There's been medical advancements, mm-hmm. there's new medicines. All those things push up medical inflation and that's passed back on to consumers. So while it's bad news in terms of prices are going up, there are three or four actions that Jack could take to reduce his premium.
Okay. Anne has something similar in the same kind of category. She's 58 from Waterford, noticed her premium creeping up each year and wonders if age is the reason. Will my age affect the cost of my policy?
No, the only time your age affects the cost of the policy is if you delay taking out cover for the first time after the age of 34. After that, it doesn't matter what age you're not going to be penalised in terms of premium. So it comes back to that claims conundrum again. So what I would say to both people is make sure you review your cover annually. Like, that's one of the cardinal sins that people make. They let their policy roll over. You renew your house insurance.
You just get comfortable with it, don't you?
Yeah. Like, you review your health insurance or your house insurance every year, your car insurance, your utility bills. You should be reviewing your health insurance because it's probably the biggest insurance bill that you have.
Yeah.
There's new plans come to the market all the time. There's newer versions of the plans that people are sitting on. So it's well worth your while shopping around.
Mary is 52 from Dublin, has never had health insurance before, but is now considering it for the first time. Wondering if I've left it too late to start. Is it too late to take out health insurance in my 50s if you've never had it before?
It's never too late. What Mary just needs to be aware of is because she has delayed taking out cover for the first time after the age of 34, there is a loading that she will pay. So that loading is 2% per annum for every year that she's delayed. So Mary's 52, I think you said.
Yeah.
So that's 18 years by 2%. So that's a 36% loading Mary will have.
Ouch.
Now, that will sit on Mary's policy for 10 years. So okay. When she hits 62, it'll come off.
Right.
So there is a loading, so it's not too late. The other thing that Mary just needs to be aware of is...
And is that across the board? Sorry, Dermot, all of the brands?
All the insurers. Right. It's part of lifetime community rating legislation. But the other thing that Mary needs to understand as well is when you take out cover for the first time, there are waiting periods that need to be served. So she'd be covered immediately for accident after 26 weeks for new conditions. But for pre-existing conditions, there's a 5-year wait period.
Okay.
So if I say to someone like Mary, you know, that Plan B 300 that we spoke about earlier on, that's, you know, about 1,050. If you add a loading onto that, it's about €1,500 is what she would be looking at in terms of premium.
Okay. Emma is 31 from Kildare, buying her first policy, confused about waiting times and when cover actually begins. If I'm buying health insurance for the first time, will I have to serve waiting periods?
You will. So ultimately, for accidents, you'll be covered immediately. For new conditions, you're covered after 26 weeks. Now, you know, that young girl is, I think, 31, you said?
31.
So some of the insurers may waive those initial waiting periods for a 31-year-old because, okay. You know, they want young people coming into the system. But for pre-existing conditions, there is a 5-year waiting period that would need to be served before you'd be covered for that pre-existing condition. New conditions after 26 weeks. The other thing for a 31-year-old female, if fertility benefits or maternity benefits are important, there's a 1-year waiting period for those.
Oh, there's 1 year.
Yeah.
Okay. Deirdre, 55, from Tipperary, has a 24-year-old daughter finishing college. She wants to know how to transition onto her own plan? And how can parents encourage young adults to take out their own health insurance payments? You're smiling.
I am.
How do I hand it over?
I'm smiling because I've had that conversation twice this year with my two eldest, and it went a lot more smoothly than I thought it was going to be. So that's the good news for Deirdre.
Because you don't want them to let it drop.
No.
You know.
No, certainly haven't had them on the policy all the way through. Now, personally, you put that little bit of guilt on it, like I've paid this for years and I don't want it to let it drop. But if Deirdre transfers her daughter into a policy in her own name straight away, there's continuity of cover, so there's no reserving of waiting periods.
Okay.
Because she's 24, she will benefit from a young adult discount, which could be 19% of a discount on the premium. And again, she'd be attractive to company, so new business discount of probably 10% as well. So I would say for the likes of herself, that plan B 300, €1,050, or maybe Access Care with Leia Healthcare of 1130. They'd be two good options for somebody that
age. Okay. Grania, 39, from Dublin, feels completely lost with around renewal times. There are hundreds of plans and it's so hard to compare. How can consumers navigate renewals confidently when there's so many plan options? I think that's a great question.
Yeah, and it's something we come across every day. Like we deal with 100,000 people a year for their health insurance requirements. So we see these constant queries coming through the call centre day in, day out. And it is difficult for ordinary consumer to compare 330 plans. So what I would say to Grania is there's a couple of things that she could do. If you want to just kind of play around online before you engage with anybody, you can use the HIA, the Health Insurance Authority comparison tool. If you wanted to get an idea of potential savings, you could use the Core Market Compare. So you can put your plan in there and we'll tell you whether you're on a good value plan or how much you could save.
Okay.
And outside of that, the two things to do. One is talk to your insurer and tell them out straight, look, I'm happy with my benefits. I'm not happy with the premium. Can you find me an alternative plan that gives me similar benefits at a lower price? Or engage with an independent intermediary or broker who can shop the market.
So have the conversation or get someone to have the conversation.
Absolutely.
For you. It's
absolutely
so important, isn't
yeah,
it?
100%.
Rather than wondering but doing nothing about it.
Dermot,
I've never seen the screen hop so fast. There's so many questions. You will definitely have to come back to answer some of these. But we're out of time for now. That's Dermot Wells, Head of Health and General Insurance at Corn Market. Thank you very
much.
Great,
Anna. Thanks very much.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.